We brought Chandler Worthy up from the practice squad to the 53. We brought Treadwell back to the practice squad, and we put Ryan Griffin on a IR with a designation for return. So that's just an update on the roster.
And did you sleep on it and decide to tell us who the quarterback is going to be?
Quarterback, you guys will find out on Sunday. It'll be, a decision, again, that's in the best interest of the team.
You said you knew. Do the quarterback know?
It'll be in the best interest of the team. The quarterback that plays on Sunday, you guys will see who it is, the first offensive snap of the game on Sunday.
How many more plays do you expect Clowney to be a part of this?
He'll play more. Yeah, he'll definitely play more. I think he's still on, I would say, a bit of a count, but, yeah, he'll play more. Yeah. I think he's excited. You know, Jonathan Joseph, too, is from the same hometown. So I think both guys are very excited. And, you only get to play 16 times a year, hopefully more than that, but, 16 times in a regular season. And, when there's one that's near your hometown, that adds to it. So I think both guys are very excited.
For him, it seems like a real good, nice
Clowney, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, he, I thought he did some good things on Sunday. There's some things he needs to improve on, but he's been out there at practice, practicing hard. Today had a good practice. So I think as we bring him back, from the injury, from the surgery, I think he'll keep getting better and better. I really do believe that.
How has he responded to the expected soreness from his first game back? And the same with J.J. and Wilford getting their first action?
Good. Yeah, good. They were out there today. I think we had a bunch of guys in here yesterday, lifting and getting treatment and things like that. Other than Griffin, which was, tough thing to see, but we didn't have any major injuries in the game. So a lot of guys were in there just getting treatment and lifting, and those guys were in that group.
Can you talk about, you touched on a little bit about what Dwayne may be able to do, may not be able to, and if he's not out there limited, what you might do, given the stuff around him.
Yeah, he might, look, he's going to go through the week here and see how it goes in the training room, out on the practice field. I don't think we'll know anything about Dwayne until game time. I really don't. I think it's going to be that type of deal. But, without getting into the details of it, Mark, I'll tell you that we're going to have to mix and match some guys. We're going to have to move some guys around, play some guys at some different positions. And I think that's a credit to everybody here, that especially those guys, that we have some versatile guys that can play different positions. So I guess you'll have to wait to find out on Sunday. But, yeah, well, if Dwayne didn't go, we'd probably have to move some guys around. Well, we practice that way. We really do. We practice that way from OTAs and training camp, and, guys play all over the place. I remember last year, in the Baltimore game, Brooksy got hurt, and Derek Newton, I think he might have had 5 reps at right guard the whole season. I mean, and he went right in there at right guard and actually played a pretty good game. So, I think as long as we're training that way and we teach them all the positions, that's the expectation level. That's what we want as offensive linemen, versatile guys. Well, I think Dwayne and I have a great relationship, and I think it's more about communication with a veteran player who's a tough, tough guy. And so if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, he can't. But we'll make the best decision for him and the team.
Bill, some coaches say you got to practice to play. So if you don't have a problem if a guy like that's not practicing, if he feels good on Sunday, you'll play him.
I think it depends on who it is, John. I think that's a great question. I think it depends on who it is. I think if you have a guy like Dwayne who's played a bunch of games in this league and knows what it takes to play and how to get himself ready, I think you can do it. I think with a rookie or a second-year player, it might be a little different. I think a guy with a lot of experience can probably do it.
You've mentioned in the past about preparing a game plan for each opponent. Could you see you carrying 7 receivers on this 53-man roster at least this week?
Possibly. Possibly, Jason. Yep. Yep. Well, he can do a lot of different things. You bring up the speed, and that's a big factor. He's got good hands. He's a tough kid. He's help us on special teams. He can play receiver. He can play running back. He can play quarterback. So he can do a lot of different things for us. So we'll see what he can do in this game.
Bill, how has Chris Clark's development been?
It's been good. He's a pro, John. You know, he came in here and I think he was a little bit familiar with our system because in Denver, when he was there for a few years, you know, they ran this system, similar system, same terminology in many ways. So he had an idea of what we were doing. And here's a guy that can play right tackle, left tackle, versatile guy. So I think he's done a good job coming in and picking it up.
Bill, can you assess Chris Polk's play so far?
Yeah, you know, I think Chris is a tough guy. You know, he runs low. He gets the extra yards. He's got good hands out of the backfield. I think he's still learning our offense. I think it's a little bit different than what he's coming from, and he's still learning, but he's out there at practice every day. I think the big thing with Chris, and I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you, is just health. You know, being able to stay healthy, being able to stay out there, and knock on wood, he's been able to do that so far.
How much has Derek evolved, and if you have to move him around, and you touched on that earlier, how much has he grown as a player?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. I just walked in from practice with him. He's a great guy, great teammate. Really wanted him back. We were really happy when we were able to sign him back here. Versatile guy. I remember when I got here right after the 13th season, you know, a lot of people were down on that guy. And he played very well for us last year and was a versatile guy, a tough guy, can play right, can play left, tackle-wise, can play right guard, left guard. Probably could play center. We've never really used him there, but, you know, he definitely can play four out of the five. So, valuable guy. Play-wise, scheme-wise? No, we won't change. No. If Dwayne's not out there, that's something we have to deal with, and that's the nature of pro football. You know, that's injuries. You only have 53 guys, so hopefully you have a strong enough roster that you can still go out there and function. And so the expectation would be to go out there and still play well and not change the plays. Well, Kuechly, two out of the last 3 years, has led the NFL in tackles. I mean, this guy is one of the best linebackers in the game. Instinctive, smart, studies film, tough. This guy's a hell of a football player. And I would say that, you know, with can you pronounce his name for me?
Lutulele.
With Lutulele, I would say this guy is a grinder. He's a tough guy. He's a guy that along the lines of what Coach Rivera, I know, is probably looking for. He's just a tough football player. So both guys difficult to deal with.
Could you, Bill, talk about Cam Newton and specifically,
yeah,
are you worried about his ability to run?
I mean, Cam Newton is one of these quarterbacks that's very, very dangerous because he can do a lot of things well. So you bring up running. Let's talk about passing first. He has a very strong arm, very accurate arm. He's big. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. Very difficult guy to sack. There's not many guys, like that in the league. I would equate that to kind of a Roethlisberger. You know, very difficult guy to bring down as far as just pocket passer and sacking him. Then you add on the fact that he runs a read option, quarterback power, all the things he does scramble-wise. This guy's a dangerous player, and he's a great player. So he's a big challenge for our team. Sure. And rightfully so. I mean, he can run and he's tough. He's got good size. So, yeah, there's definitely plays that are designed for him to run.
With Tekken Jr., obviously, he's very dangerous. So, that's what I'm saying. But how tough is it? And how much do you guys kind of need to improve a lot from the first week to the play that's going to happen?
We better improve a whole lot, you know, because on our punt team, especially, you know, he's punt returner. He had a long of 37 last game, 37-yard return. He averaged 15 yards per return. So we've got a big challenge. He's a very, very fast guy. He's been doing it. He's got the green light. He can field the punt wherever he wants, and it's a big challenge for us.
Bill, when you look at the short yard situation y'all been in offensively and short and, you know, going for first down.
Fourth and one there.
What are some of the concerns that you've seen from, you know, preseason, and y'all missed a big one on Sunday?
Yeah, it's got to get better. It's beyond a concern. It's more about, like, we got to do this. I mean, we got to gain 1 yard, okay? We all got to coach it better. We got to execute it better, and we need to go out there and be able to gain a yard. You know, that one on Sunday was a big one, and I felt like we had to go for it at that point. We were down, you know, some points in the game, and I felt like we were moving the ball on that drive, and then to not get that, it was everybody. It starts with me, but we got to do a better job there of executing on short yardage.
Similar to last week with Kelce,
Yeah. Well, this guy's a really good player. You know, big guy, 6'6", 250-pound guy. He can run. He can jump and catch. So he's a big challenge for us. And, you know, they I think he had 84 catches last year, over 1,000 yards. So, you know, you've got a guy there that's a big challenge for our team.
Let's take one more from Tanya. When I asked Alfred Blue about the short yardage situation, he said that he felt like he should show patience on those plays.
I think he should put his head down and go get a yard. So whatever that means, patience, toughness, whatever. He's got the toughness. To me is we all got to work together, offensive line, fullback, schematically, coaching-wise, and our runners, like, go get us 1 yard. I think that we have a lot of options there. I wouldn't qualify anybody as a best option or anything like that. I think that all those guys bring different attributes to that role, and it depends on what we're seeing defensively when we put a certain personnel group in. That's really what it comes down to.
Thank you.